banging dad. It was the end of finals, and I needed a quick release, and sucking cock was my release. Jeff was my lab partner for Bio-231, and I'd promised him a quick blowjob after the final if he let me copy off his exam. No straight guy would pass up a BJ. I found an unused broom closet on the third floor, and we beelined it upstairs after we passed in our papers. As soon as I pulled down Jeff's shorts, his dick sprung out like a snake. I didn't waste any time taking his thick, curved shaft into my mouth. Jeff moaned as I bobbed up and down, applying pressure in the right spots. It was almost over before it started. "Fuck. Oh, fuck, Brian," Jeff said, driving his dick in and out of my mouth as his pre-cum oozed from the slit. I reached up and placed my finger in his mouth. He started sucking it as if it were sour candy. I gave him points for using his teeth. "Let me know when you're close," I said, relaxing my throat, allowing him to use my mouth as he saw fit. His cock wasn't huge, but it had a nice taste to it. I pulled him out of my mouth and placed my head just below his dick, using my tongue to lick around his mushroom cockhead. As I pumped and licked his shaft, I could tell it would be a matter of seconds before I had a shot of frat boy jizz coating my mouth. "Turn around, baby," I said, pulling his ass to my face. I grabbed his cock, pulling it between his legs, and started sucking him from the back. Instantly, he unloaded, falling to his knees out of breath. I sat back and stroked my cock. I like to flip the script and give the straight boys a taste of my milkshake. I grabbed his head and pulled him towards my dick. "Stick your tongue out." I forced his head down. I didn't waste any time filling his mouth with my thick cream. Like a good boy, he swallowed. I wish he hadn't been so greedy. I would have loved a taste. Waking to the clinks of pots and pans downstairs was the norm in the Dan household. I forgot how lovely it was to wake up to such a ruckus. Being home during break wasn't my choice. We were forced out by the administration, something about keeping costs down or some shit. It was pure bull. I enjoyed being on my own and away from the folks, Mom mostly. Jake was a pretty cool dude, sexually repressed, but cool. He was the one downstairs rummaging through the cabinets looking for a pan to use for breakfast. Mom didn't do those types of things, you know, cook and make a home. She was too busy spending Jake's money trying to look fabulous. In other terms, she was a gold digger and she welcomed the title. After my dad passed, she went on a marrying spree. Dad number two, Mark, got the hammer after 2 years of wedded bliss, and now we're on dad number three, the hottest of them all, Jake, the heir to the muffin cup fortune. They met one night at a car show in Daytona, and like clockwork, they were married after a few months of dating. I looked down and saw my little guy was at attention. This always happened when I thought about Jake. Just hearing his name sent tingly shivers down my spine. He's pure sex on a stick for a 40-year-old guy. His torso was chiseled with light patches of hair in all the right places. He's muscular enough to hold you in place while he bangs you and soft enough to cuddle. If you like that sort of thing, I'm not a fan of cuddling, but if the mood hits me, I wouldn't push him or anyone else out of bed. More thoughts of Jake danced in my head. He was probably downstairs shirtless with a pair of his old gym shorts on, and that showed off his muscular, creamy thighs. His ass was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. It was a perfect bubble with a magnificent curve. I'm sure he caught my eyes lingering on his backside a few times. I didn't care. I wanted him to see me and give me a good talking to.